Learning Maseches Megillah Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph for starting the second parak. The Mishnah says a kairis and Megillah mafreya lo yatsa. Read the Megillah backwards and not yatsa. The Gemara says also halal kriya shema tefila. Arul have a psula mafreya. The Gemara has drashas for all of them. Now Rashi here doesn't say clearly what the mafreya is. Rashi in Brachas Daf Yigim Amud Aleph says uvesherecha deisecha mezuzais. Meaning, starting from the end of the parasha Rishayna of Krishma, and saying the words from back to front. Uvisharecha veisacha mezuzah. Same thing Rashi in Saita, Daf Yitzayin and Mebeis, on the Gemara that says you can't write the Megillah Saita l'mafreya. Rashi there says, Yorech v'mampil beten latzveis b'me'ayich. Those the last words are b'me'ayich, latzveis beten v'lampil yorech, and Rashi reverses them, Yorech v'lampil beten latzveis b'me'ayich. So I guess, according to the Rashi in Brachas by Krishma, and the Rashi in Saita by Megillah Saita, by Megillah also, the word would be, Zare l'chol shalom v'dever. Now, starting the Megillah from the end, v'dever shalom l'chol zare are the last words, so Zare l'chol shalom v'dever, and etc. Reading the Megillah from back to front. And the Turi Evin, here in Amud Beis, says, I don't understand, that you don't need a din of l'mafreya for that. That's not a kriya altogether. There's no sense to the words. It doesn't have any mashmais. It's just misleitzis and masachik v'almi, he calls it. Why do you need a pasuk to tell you that's not a kriya? You're not reading a sensible sentence, b'chalal. He said, it must be l'mafreya means you're reading things that make sense. You're just reading a later pasuk before an earlier pasuk. Each one has its own mashmais, has its own. It means something by on its own, and you're reading the later ones before the earlier ones. Now, that's very clear that by Pesukim there is a Psula Mefreya. It's a Gemara, actually. The Gemara later on Yechasim Abay says, Hishimavar Kari Pasuk Echad, Layayim Ekris Kul of Akach Ekris Pasuk, Alakarim Isa Pasuk Ve'elach. It says clearly, if someone's reading the Megillah, he leaves out one Pasuk, he shouldn't say, alright, fine, I'll get back to the Pasuk after I finish the entire Megillah. No, you have to go back to that pasuk and read from the pasuk and on. It's also in the Tesefta. And that's the, everyone brings it, the Rambam and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. It's very clear, so I'm just coming lafuke, it's not the pshat that Rashi holds that won't be called the Mefreya. Rashi Avada also holds it's called the Mefreya. Now, the Gemara there on Daf Yitches says a brisa, kar seirusin lo yatsa. Seirusin, a lash of misares, right, in the incorrect order, lo yatsa. So the Ritva there brings you Yerushalmi, and it says Karachada Parachada. You read one pasuk and you skipped the pasuk, and then you go back, and then you read the third pasuk, and then you go back to the second pasuk, and that's called the Mefreya. And the Ritva says like this: V'hakamash Malantana, the Mefreya afilu v'psukim shleim liyatsa. Now, what's the Brice is saying more than the Mishnah? The Brice is saying more than the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, you might read it like Rashi. The Brice is telling you a chiddush. Seirusin means, even if the psukim were all complete and the psukim themselves, the words of the pasuk, were in the right order, but if the psukim were in the incorrect order, it's also, you shouldn't say l'mafeyim means, he says, shaloi taim in the mafeyim season hainush and misaris atevis likra pasuk misayf velereshe. L'mafeyim means that you're reading the words in the pasuk from back to front. Like Rashi's uvesherecha beisecha mezuzais. The Ran of the Rif also says that. The Ran of the Rif, on the Brice of Hishma Kari Pasuk Echad, he says, who would then Hishma Teva Achas? Why does it say he left that one Pasuk? What if he didn't leave that whole Pasuk? What if he left that one word? He said, that's more Pasuk. The reason why he says Pasuk Echad is Zerubuse. You would think each Pasuk is its own thing. So, Mela, you can read it afterwards. Kamash Malan, no. So I think when Rashi says it, it's not that Rashi disagrees and says, but Ipsukim, it's not a Mefreya. Rather, it's also a Mefreya. Rashi says that the Pashat Taichel Mefreya means you read it backwards. You read word by word from end to front. That's the Pashat Taich. And the Ritvan Liran also, Amavur, that's the Pashat Taich. And they say the Gemara there, whether the Brice of Seirusin or the next Brice of Hishav by Kari Pasuk Echad, is teaching you that Chiddush. That's not only Lemefreya meaning back to front, but it's also if you leave out a Pasuk and you read the Psukim in the wrong order. But that'll be the same aria from the Turi Evin. It seems Rashi and Dva are maskim, the Ran and the Dva mean are maskim to Rashi, that even when the way you're reading it, it doesn't seem to have any sensible meaning, it still is only memuyit because of exeris akasel mefreyim. Right? Tzarichin lechayra tereven tainit good. I mean, you find lechayra in halacha that even when you're reading it in the correct order, but the trap, you read it in a way that makes the mashmayus of the pasuk different than what it is, it's not called the kriya. Yeah, you have to know. Vaislis and Rashi, as long as you read every word, you need a chiddush l'mafrei to tell you that. Now, there's another shmuz, if it's more negay to Krishma and to Megillah, there's another shmuz by Krishma. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says in Ilchus Krishma, Perek Beis L'Echi Yad Aleph, Hakari l'mafrei l'yotza, v'medvar amur b'seder ha'psukim, av miknem parsha l'parsha, afi shen rishay, ani am yotza. Why? She'en smucha l'abutayra. It's the Seder HaPsukim, like we said, is a Din L'Mefreya. What about the Seder HaParashiyos? Let's say you read Vahayim Shemaya before Shema. So the Rambam says, since they're not Smucha B'Torah, they're not adjacent in the Torah, so Mela, it's not Makiv. It could be Yitzav Vahayim Shemaya before you read Shema. The Mishnah Brachas is Mashed away, because the Mishnah says, why do we read Shema before Vahayim Shemaya? The Torah says, because it's Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim, and then be Makabal Ol Mitzvahs. The Mishnah doesn't say because otherwise it'll be l'mafreya, because Shema and the Torah is before Vayim Shemayim. So that the Goyim brings its raya. That's a raya that really won't be called l'mafreya. It's not mehidr, it's a seder to do Kabbalah Torah Shemayim before Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. It's not ma'akev, it's because it's not smucha l'emin ha-Torah. Now the Ridva mentions, it was here on the Mishnah, that the Gemara is mavur that by the Megillah, even the parashis is psalm l'mafreya. The Gemara says if you come in the middle of the laning it, so you shouldn't say, I'm going to hear the Megillah from the Malkari, and then I'll start, then I'll get the beginning later, right? Person comes late for the Megillah reading. They're up to, Perek Dalet. So, he'll say, listen, I'll listen to the whole Megillah now, and then I'll read the beginning part afterwards. So it's Mavur, even though there are different parashias in the Megillah. I don't mean the Prakim were made up, but they're parashias, right? So it's Mavur that even the parashias, since you hear the end, right, you have to, you have to start from where you left off. In other words, even if there are parashiyos in the Megillah which you left out, you have to read them first, and you can't read them later. So even though, so there's a difference in Krishma and Megillah, but Krishma, at least the Rambam says that the parashiyos are a makat, and there's a right to that from the Mishnah, but in Megillah, the Ritva is bringing its much in the Gemara, but the parashiyos also psalm afreya. So the Ritva says the reason is because by Megillah, if you mix up the parashiyos, you're affecting the entire inyan. The Megillah has it's a narrative. If you do the end of the story before the beginning of the story, so then you don't have the story correctly. Yehafa kol inyan kula v'kula kachada parashti. It's not considered different parashiyos. It's all one inyan. It's one flowing hemshech, even though they're officially parashiyos, psuchas, stumas, but it's considered one hemshech. Now the Eilas Tamid on Erechaim, Simtav Reis Sadek Aizdalid, says another reason why Megillah's parashas is ma'akev, because the Rambam says the reason why Krishma and the parashas are not ma'akev is because they're not smuchas l'min ha-Torah. Here by Megillah, they are smuchas min ha-Torah. Now the Rambam's mashma be'etzim to be no different psukim and parashas. It's just that the parashas Shema and parashas Vayim Shmaya are not adjacent. So Mel, the fact that the Torah happens to write the parashas Shema first, but it's not a Seder B'chalal. Masha'i and my Megillah, the parashiyos are all adjacent. They're all one after the other. So Mela, the Rambam's pretty clear that Megillah will be ma'akev not because of the time of the Ritva. The Rambam's mashma Megillah will be ma'akev because of smuchas l'min ha-Torah. So the Ritva is taka bothered. Why is the parashiyos ma'akev? And his answer is, kula kachada parashta. It's one hemshech, it's one story, it's one narrative. You mess up the order, you mess up the inyan. But in the Rambam's thought, the reason why Shema is not ma'akev is because not smuchas min ha-Torah, so Megillah is smuchas min ha-Torah. And as I stated in the Eilas Tamid. Now, so that's a nafkamina. So where would be nafkamina lahalacha? By Shema, it's not ma'akev according to everyone. By Megillah, it is ma'akev according to everyone. But what about Halal? What about Halal? Halal, you have different parashiyos of Halal, different kapitlach of Tillim. By Halal is a psul ha-mafrei, as thus state. Is a psul dafka the psukim or even the parashiyos? Now, Chai will come out like this. According to the Rambam, will be ma'akev, the smuchas min ha-Torah. According to the Ritva, not necessarily. Because it's not a narrative, it's different parashiyos. So, each parashiyah you'd have to say the psukim in the correct order, but the parashiyos lav dafka will be ma'akev. So the Mishnah Berurah Mamish talks about this Shaila. In Tavchav Beis of Kan Chavav, He talks about, is there, by Lemafreya, by Halal, is there a problem with the Barshis? Here's the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah. V'hai Lemafreya l'chaya, hai nadavke b'seder ha-psukim. Avol nikdim parashah l'chaverta, avi shenu isha, yatsa, k'elsim esam without learning Krishma. So he starts off saying by Halal, just like by Krishma, the Parshis are not makiv, but Halal also, you shouldn't do it that way. You shouldn't read the later Parshis before the earlier Parshis, but if you did, you'd be Eitzah Halal b'dievet. But then he writes, "Avol kama achreina machmirim ka behal, afilu b'parashis." Why? Kevu the smuchim zelas epitelim. Okay, b'vadei nachem l'harzlag zikus achen v'arzav yivarech eishlayim b'davar. So Meli says you should, if you didn't read the parashis in the correct order, to read it again. But whether you should make another bracha eishlayim b'davar. So who is the kama achreinim? So he brings this eilas tamid, and he says v'bal the eilas tamid by Megillah says that Megillah is ma'ak of the parashis. Because there's smuchim in Atarit, so avad that would apply to Halal. And he also brings the Bi'er Agra, that the Bi'er Agra also brought the din of Ein Smuchas B'Torah by Krishma. And by Krishma, the say this does a Durabun and Dikadin to Makabal Omal Hashemayim before all mitzvahs. But by Halal, you don't have that. So Balachai will come out, Lefizat, that according to the Ridva, that the Ridva was Matriach by Megillah to say the fact that it's smuchas min Atarit alone, he doesn't feel it's enough. He says because Kulachad the Inyan who. So according to Ridva, you would be Yitzha. So I would imagine then if it's a machlokes rishonim, if you yotze not, you probably should make a bracha. When the Sharetzim brings the Pri Chadash, another reason why the parish is a ma'akel mefeya by Halal, because he says Halal is also a narrative. Halal also goes on a chronological order. It says, B'tzeis Yisrael, estom ha'etzias Mitzrayim. Leilanu, estom ha'golos. Ahavti ki yishma, estom ha'mashiach. Isru chag ba'avaisim, es mechaim es gai gomogang. And keili atav edekam, is leilam habah. So we're going in chronological order by Halal also, so if that would be true, there would be at least a svara to say that even according to Ridva, the parish is ma'akev by Halal just like Megillah. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah goes on, Kara Targum Mechol Lashon Lo Yotze. If you read a Targum, or if you read it in any other language, you're not Yotze. Rashi and Nechesim now have quotes on this Mishnah, Zu Ve'ein Tzarech Lo Mezu. Targum is more of a svara to be yotze than mechaloshen. Avakarin oisa l'loyez ois b'laz. What's a loyez? Normally a loyez means someone who only speaks loshen laz. He only speaks the foreign language. A foreigner. Rishayim bring a loshen of Rashi, which we don't have. Loyez ois sheyoydim loshen acher she'en a loshen akaydish. That he knows another language that's not loshen kaydish. He doesn't mention anything about not knowing loshen kaydish. Ramban is medayik. That even if he knows Lashon Kodesh, if he knows Lashon Laz, he's not Yetzi Deichavasai. And if he knows Lashon Yaz, he is Yetzi Deichavasai, if it's said in a language that he understands. The Rambam also seems to be saying that. The Rambam says, Hay Haisakasav Targum Ebelashon Acheris Moshenis Agayim, Lo Yetzi Deichavasai Bekriyasa, El HaMakir Oysa Lashon Bovat. If it's written Targum or any other Lashon from Moshenis Agayim, the only one who's Yates is someone who knows that language. Doesn't mention anything about not knowing Lashon Kodesh. The Magamishas Medayik, the way the Rishonim, they bring a Rambam and Shal Shuvas a Rambam, Simon Samach, which is Mefurish that way. But the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, and his argument is like this. Megillah is not kosher b'chol Lashon. Even the man, the Omer, that says it's Svarim and Achtovim b'chol Lashon, Megillah is an exception. Megillah is not kosher b'chol Lashon. So, why would we machshir it just because he knows the Lashon? Loyez ordinarily means someone who only knows Loyez. So now we understand why would we machshir it for him. Because, it says it's Bekaishi. But they would do it because Lamaisa, he has more Pesuminisa this way. It's much better if he knows it, even though the Gemara says there is Pesuminisa, even if you don't know it, that's why Loyez Hashem Ashur Yatza, but there's certainly more Pesuminisa if he does know it. So Mamela banded to be Maitzim in a Lashon that he knows, and also, he'll be able to read Megillah. If a lawyer doesn't know Lashon Kodesh, he won't be able to read the Megillah for himself. But someone who knows Lashon Kodesh, why would he be Yetzir with Avlo Shainis? He's definitely only Yetzir Bashur. So that's Ramban's argument. Now the Ran says that even though the Mashmais of lawyers would mean a foreigner who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh, but could be the Mishnah's life dafka. Someone knows Lashon Kodesh, why would he want to do it Balaz? But he says, I don't understand the kasha. Svarim are written in all languages, right? Including Megillah. So really, everyone should be Yetzir in all languages. Nava says, a miyat of Kichsavim. Kichsavim tells you that you're not Yetzir in other languages. That's what the Gemara says early in Daf Tesa and Aleph. Okay, so we'll be mamayit anyone who doesn't understand the Lashon. The me it is if you don't understand the Lashon. That's what we learn from Kesavim. It has to be either the Jewish language, Lashon Kodesh, or your particular language if you understand it. But if you understand the Lashon, mehecha tesa to be mamayit, if you do understand it, just because you happen to understand Lashon Kodesh, what would have shot in that? He says, and Rav Shimon Gamliel ain't be maskim, the Ran says. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Svarim are not nechta b'chol Lashon, the only nechta v'ashuri u yivani. And we'll get to this Beis Hashem, but the Ran says that he would think in Rav Shimon Gamliel also, there is a din that a layis could be yitzah b'laz. And that's probably a svar. That since Megillah is the purpose of Megillah is pesum et nisa, and you don't understand Lashon Kodesh, it's more pesum et nisa to be yitzah laz, so Megillah, you'll be yitzah. So, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, I agree to you, it's a kula. So, Mela, I agree to you that if it's a kula, it's more mistaber that the kula is only for someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh. But in the Rabbanim that say Svarim Nechtavim B'chalashin, Mechadesh, it's a kula. Fakat, it's a chumrah. There's a chumrah that you can't be yitzah if you don't understand. If you do understand, so why shouldn't you be yitzah? The Ramban says a svar. The Ramban doesn't see klar in the Gemara one way or the other. The Ramban says a svar. If Megillah is supposed to be in Lashon Kodesh, so why would they make it for someone who doesn't know it? Mistama, it's a heter, Bekaishi. You want more Pesum Enisa. So if you know Lashon Kodesh, why should we make it for him? Zakhtar Ran, I don't see it being a kula. Fakat, Svarim and Achtam Machalashin. There's a chumra if you don't understand it. And if you do understand it, even though you understand Lashon Kodesh, so when I'm Achmer. So Lahalacha, the Ran is mitzadid like the Ramban, because it could be you pass the Shimon Gamliel, and we'll get to that more on Daf Yechesim and Aleph. But Al Kopanim, what's negated to us is the Loyish Hashem Ashuri, the Kardex of the Loyish is Belaz, the Ran, the Rashi, the Rambam, they say as long as you understand the language, even if you also understand Lashon Kodesh Yaitzah, the Ramban says no. They'll only make up for someone who doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh. Why should they be make up for someone who doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh? The Rantine is, who says they were Mekel? They were Machmer, if you don't understand the language. If you understand the language, what's the problem? So Kumtais, the Ramban and the Ran are arguing, if the Pshat is that the Loyezeis Belaz is a Kula, because of Pesum Hinisa, and therefore wouldn't apply to someone who knows Lashon Kodesh, or Loyezeis Belaz is not a Kula Fakat, it's a Chumra, that kara mechaloshin la yatsa, because you don't understand it. If you understand it, you don't have that chumrah. So on Daf Tesem and Aleph, we discussed there was discussion the following. The Gemara says that in the first teretz, that Megillah is not metameh siyadayim if it's not written b'lashon kodesh. Even though all svarim are metameh yadayim al kapanim with Yevanis as well, Megillah is not metameh yadayim if it's not written b'lashon kodesh. And the reason is because of kuchsavim. So Taisus asks Akasha, what do you mean? You're allowed to write in other Lashonis, L'loyezeis. So why isn't it Metamei Yisiyadayim? Why isn't it ever Din Sefer L'tamei Yisiyadayim? So Taisus says, since it's not a Sefer, which anyone could be Yitzu with, it's only a Sefer for L'loyezeis, so Mel, it's not Metamei Yisiyadayim. So I don't want to go through the whole Arichas now, but we discussed there were two Tzadim, perhaps a Machlekes, two different Taisus in the way Rabbi Kvega understood, the Rav Shachler, and both Taisus in agreement, Al Kapanim Nachrenim, hold not that way. That Gemara that says that Megillah is not Metameh Siyadayim only B'Lashon Kodesh, could that stem with the Rabbanan that Svarim Nechtav B'Cholashon? Taisus on Daf Tesem and Aleph says that only stems with Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to the Rabbanan, it is Metameh Siyadayim, even though you're only Yetzir Leizis B'Laz. But Taisus on Daf Chesem and Beis would seem to be saying that even according to the Rabbanan, if it's only Leizis B'Laz, it's not Metameh Siyadayim. Or the Rav Shach learned that no, that Taisus was also going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ayin Sham, but Al Kopanim, is two tzadim. According to the Rabbanan, that Svarim and Nechtavim B'Chaloshin, but yet Megillah is only Leizis B'Laz, is it Metameh Siyadayim or not? Which the Chayim means, does it have it in Sefer or not? So I understand that this will be totally in a Mechlekes, the Ramban and the Ran. Because again, like we said before, the Ramban holds that even according to the Rabbanan, that Svarim Nechtavim B'Chaloshin, but Megillah is an exception, and therefore the whole din of Leis is Belaz is only a Kula, and therefore it wouldn't apply to someone who knows Lashon Kodesh. The Ran says, it's not a Kula, so I'm a Chalashon, there's a Chumrah, that if you don't understand it, you're not Yates, it says Kiksafim, but if you understand it, even if you understand Lashon Kodesh, what's the problem? Zagich, the Ramban holds that the din of Kiksavim is telling you that even though all Svarim could be B'chol Lashon, Megillah as a Sefer has to be Lashon Kodesh. And according to Rabban Mela, af nachdem that we have the Miyat is a din Sefer. So nachdem we have the Miyat, there's no Chilak Rabban and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Just like Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Ran is Maskim, it's only a Kula. And if it's only a Kula, Avada will only apply to someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh. The Ramban says, according to Ramban, it's also that way. Because Megillah is not written B'chol Lashon, period. Even according to the Rabbanan. So Vash state in the Ramban that the meat by Megillah is B'chol Lashon Sefer. So now that Elias could read it Belaz, that wouldn't be a Svar wise Matam Mesudayim. Then it would be very mistabrit to say, according to everyone, it's not Matam Mesudayim. Even according to the Rabbanan. That's what I said. That's how the Gedolei Achareinim understood it. Megillah is not Matam Mesudayim. Either the din Elias is Belaz. That's a kula. But Megillah is not nichta b'chol Lashon, period. Mashenkein the Ran holds that according to the Rabbanan, the Svarim and Achtav b'chol Lashon, Megillah is also nichta b'chol Lashon. Why you're not yaitza b'chol Lashon? That's not a din in the Sefer of the Megillah. That's a din in the Kriya. Kechsavim is b'chlamet memayit the Sefer of the Megillah. So Memela, it's not a kula. Not a kula that Elias goes in Belaz. The Miyat is in the Kriya. The Miyat is, if it's not Lashon Kodesh, and you don't understand the Lashon, it's not Kiksavim. So it's a mean in the Etzem Mitzvah Megillah. But it's not the Sefer, it's a perfectly good Sefer. That's why the Ran doesn't understand the Kasha. We're not bending over backwards to be makel to someone because you don't have an Etzah. It's not a Megillah. Svarim and Chama Chalashon, including Megillah. The Miyat is only a Miyat if you don't understand. If you understand, there's no Miyat. So according to the Ran, even though there's a Miyat, this Pashat should be Matam Mesudayim. And that's Pshan and Taisa and Naftes and Aleph, that the din of Einim Matam Mesudayim is only according to Rishim and Gamliel. And this is what we said from Shach, because according to Ban, it is a Sefer. It's a perfectly good Sefer. There's an Halacha in Kriyas Megillah. The Yinayetz of Kriyas Megillah, Yinayetz of the Mitzvah Kriyas Megillah, if you don't understand it. So good, so Avad will be Matam Mesudayim. And the Gemara that says it's not Matam Mesudayim would have to be going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. That according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you have to say that even Yevani, this is a shtickel chiddush, that even Yevani, once reminded, hey yes, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the Ikud and Sefer needs Lashon Kodesh, or Lashon Yevani, and Megillah Kiksavim says Lashon Yevani doesn't work, even mitzad the Ikud and Sefer. It's not like Rav and Shmuel, who hold that there is no Miyat by Yevani. We'll have to get more than after Chesem Nalf to be Mazbe that more. Balkobanim, that's the Machlekes Ramban and Ran. The Ramban hold that according to the Rabbanan, Kisam is a Mayanif from the Ikud Din Sefer. So in Mela Eibazai, the Din, the Kainas Ablaze Belaz, is a Kula. A Kula doesn't apply to someone who knows Lashon Kodesh. But Shengen the Ran holds, no, Kisam is not a Mayanif the Ikud Din Sefer. Kisam tells you that if it's written in a different language and you don't understand, you're not Yetzer. But if you understand the Yetzer, even though you know Lashon Kodesh. And that, let's go right to the Mishnah says, "Eikaisv darshim magia imkiven li bayatzim lavol yatzim." If let's say you're writing it, or you're darshing it, or you're correcting it, you're editing it, and while you're doing it, you're reading it, imkiven libay. If you're mechaven yatzim, if not, you're not yatzim. So what does it mean imkiven libay? So the Gemara here in Megillah doesn't discuss it. The Gemara in Brachas, there's a Mishnah in Brachas, "Eikayir b'tayv yishasim mikra imkiven libay yatzim." Reading the Torah, came the Shasa of Kriya Shema. If it's Kivan Liba is Yatza. The Gemara says, Shema Mino Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. So the Gemara thought, him Kivan Liba means, to be Mechavan, to be Yatza in the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But that'll be right, the Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, it's a Machlaikis of Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. So the Gemara says, no, Mayim Kivan Liba, Likrace. He's Mechavan to read it. So the Gemara says, Likrace, Vakakari. He is reading it. What do you mean Mechavan to read it? So the Gemara says, Bekari Lahagiyah. He's reading it to correct it. So Rashi says a lashon, if he's reading it lahagia, so he's not even miskaven lekriya. So Taisa says, I don't know what that means. He's reading it. What do you mean? He's kari lahagia, he's not even miskaven to read it. So Taisa says, imkiven libay means he's concentrating to read it correctly with the proper nekudas. like this, when you've been kayal la'agiyah, you're not necessarily reading correctly with the proper nekudas. And the Beni Yehuda says, like Rashi, that when somebody is being magiyat, he's reading it, and the words are like coming out of his mouth without him actually being mechavin to say them. So male, that's not called a kriya until he's actually mechavin to say the words. So that's a shayla. What exactly does it mean? If you hold mitzvahs shrichas kavana, so mkivin libay would mean to be yitza. If you hold mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana, so mkivin libay would mean to read it. But what does it mean to read it? You are reading it. So Taisa says to read it correctly. And Rashi, Reniyani, seems to say that you're reading it as an intentional reading rather than an unintentional, the words slipping out of your mouth. And that's the sugya in by Kriyashma. Now the Rashba, and the Rashba is printed later on that Fichesim base, because that's where we have the Mishnah. The Rashba says, why didn't the Gemara have that discussion here? Why didn't the Gemara here say, Shema Mina Mrs. Srichas Kavana? And the Gemara should say, Mayim Mechavan Likrais, and Likrais Akakari, Bekari La'agiyah, as they affect the Rashba. Why didn't you have the same discussion here? So the Rashba says, because here the Teretz is more obvious, because it says, Hayadarsha, Hayakaisva Magia. It says Magia. The Ran also on the Rith and the Meiri, and other Rishayim, the Shayim and Brachas, they all say the same teretz, that the teretz of the Gemara is more obvious here, because, but really, it's the same discussion. In other words, so what does this Mishnah mean? That's what's negayah to us. Hayakaisva, darsha, umagia, imkivan, liba, yatsis, if you all miss a shrik's kavana, it means mechavan latsis. If you hold mitzvahs ain't shrik's kavana, it means mechavan likrais. And like the Gemara's Teretz say, if Kari Lagia, and why didn't the Gemara discuss it? Because the Teretz is so obvious, it says Magia. I saw the Birkei Yosef brings the Kasha from his Rebbe, that it also says Darsha. By Darsha, you're Mechavan Likris. By Magia, you can tell me he's not Mechavan Likris. By Darsha, you're Mechavan Likris. Shtarketaina. But I thought it really depends maybe on Rashi and Taisis. According to Taisis, even the Darsha, maybe you're not Mechavan to read it correctly. He's just trying to be darshit, so when a person is trying to read it, he reads it correctly. When a person is just trying to darshin it, he's not necessarily trying to read it correctly. But according to Rashi, the magia, or the kaisiv perhaps, I understand, he's not really trying to read it altogether, the words are coming unintentionally out of his mouth. But darsha l'chayri is reading it, unless the darsha also doesn't mean he's darshining it to other people. It means he's trying to learn it. Darsha means he's trying to think of drushes in his mind on the Megillah, and he's not planning on reading it, but the words are coming out of his mouth as he's thinking of the drushes. Maybe. Al Kopanim, from the Rishayim, like we said, the Rashba, the Ran, the Meiri, the Taisus, Rebbe Yehuda, Chassan, and Brachas also says this, hold, that's the same Shaila. If you hold mitzvah Shrikas Kavana, so Megillah also ini Kavana Latzeis. But if you hold mitzvah ain't Shrikas Kavana, so Mkivan Libay means Likrais. Whatever Likrais would mean. According to Taisus, to read it correctly. According to Rashi, to read it intentionally, not that it's just coming out of your mouth unintentionally. The Magid Mishnah on the Rambam says, Hayakaisva, Darsha, Magiyam, Kivan, Liba, Latzeis, Vikriyazu, Yatsam, like Kivan, Liba, Yatsa. So the Rambam says, Kivan means Latzeis. The Magid Mishnah says, well, the Rambam is Lashitase, because the Rambam holds in Perik Beis Milcha Shefa that you need Kavana Latzeis. But then he writes, Ulai, Shakol made them a Megillah. The Magid Mishnah is the first one to suggest the possibility that maybe even if you hold by other mitzvahs, you don't need kavana, but by Megillah you do. Now there are kama achreinim that hold that way, and there are two rayas to this you say. One is the Rishayim's kasha that wanted the Gemara here say Shema Amina Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. And the second is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches, where there's a sugya about Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara has a kasha. It says if you're passing the Yaiva Akhari Beis HaKnesses, Vishama Kail Shafer Kal Megillah, Mkivan Liba Yatsim Lav Lav Yatsim. So the Gemara says, My Lav Mkivan Liba Yatsis. The Gemara says, Lay Lishmaya. It's not that your intention is to be, it's intention is to hear. So the Gemara says, Lishmaya, Akashama, hearing. What do you mean, intention to hear? So the Gemara says, Kasava Chamar Ba'alma. That you think it's a donkey braying, and then afterwards you find that it's a shayfer, and that doesn't count, even if your mitzvah is ain't shrichas kavana, because you weren't aware that you were listening to a shayfer altogether. So Turi Evan says, that's a very good teretz for shayfer. That imkiv and liba means, if you know that it's a shayfer, so then you yaitza. Imlav, meaning you think it's a chamar, then you're not yaitza. But Megillah, if you heard the Megillah, obviously you knew someone was reading the Megillah, he couldn't mistake the Megillah for anything other than reading the Megillah. So what's the teretz to that? Elamai, the Gemara never had a kasha by Megillah, because Megillah, you have the Magamishas you saying that even if Yom Mitzvah's ancient Havana, Megillah would be an exception to unique Havana Latzis. And Kama the Achrayim say it from these Rayas, the Turi Evan says it, the Pri Chadash and Simon Tafri Sadik says it, the Sefer Rishon Litzion from the Baal Arachayim over here says it, and the Radvaz in Shalos Hashuvos Chelakesim and El Elef Tav Tzadiches also says it. These Achrayim, the Pri Chadash, the Turi Evan from the Shagas Aryeh, the Rishon Tzion from the Baal Arachayim, and the Shalos Hashuvos Radvaz, they all say, like the Magen Mishnah already was mitzadid, that by Megillah is an exception. Megillah, everyone holds unique Havana Latzis. The Birkei Yosef that I mentioned is Miyashiv Daraya, it's in Siman Tav Beites, that by Megillah, it was more Pasha unique even Libay. Because by Shaifer, you hear a Shaifer. So unless you think it's a donkey, you heard it. By Megillah, if you're not concentrating on hearing it, so you can hear words, you can hear someone talking, you can hear someone saying, I have no idea what they're saying. So it's more Pashit that you're not necessarily hearing it. Good, you heard the Megillah, but you didn't hear, you weren't conscious that you were listening to Megillah. Maybe someone was reading some other psukim. I don't know, you weren't concentrating. So Asamas also says that. He says Megillah is even more Pashit. If you're not concentrating on listening to Megillah, you didn't hear it, then you didn't hear it. Then you didn't hear it b'chol. You have to hear every word. You miss a word, you're not yaitzah, right? So if you're concentrating on hearing Megillah, so of course you're yaitzah. If you're not concentrating here in Megillah, you just happen to be there, and you have no intent to be Yetzi, you have no even intent to listen, so it's fortunate that you didn't hear it. That the Gemara didn't have to even bother with. Ma'al Kopanim, the Kama Achrayim that say that you need Mitzvah Sviks Gavana by Megillah, according to everyone, that they don't explain clearly why Megillah is worse. The Brichadish mentions Mishum Pesume Nisa. And the Chayim means if you're not being Mechavan, there's no Pesume Nisa. The Yeshua Yankov and Siman Tafrei Tzadik Ayesir, he says from his father that Megillah, the pasuk that says by Megillah, the reason why we learn out Megillah, we have this earlier in the Beis and the Beis and other places, is Nizkarim. It's remembered. Remembering Nizkavan, I mean, means the Gemara on Daf Yechez Siman Aleph. It says, by Zachar Asher Asach HaMalek, Zachar Yachal Belev, Tamalek, Shar Milasishka Chari Belev Amam, Atamalek, Mezachar Bepeh. So skira is more of something, a function of the lave, not just the peh, or the aznayim. So mamela, that's why you would need kavana. But the Yeshua Yankov asks, and I think there's a kash on the Prichadish as well, whether you say it's because of Pesume Nisa, or you say that the word niskarim implies that, l'chari, you would need a kavana lotzeis. You need a kavana to understand basically what's going on. But a kavana lotzeis mechatesa. If you're listening to an exciting story of the Megillah without being mechavan to miyetsa, l'chai, you still have the Pesum Nisa, and you still have the Zachar Belev. Why would you need Kavana Latzes? Shtekel Ara. I saw that Emek Bracha says a different pshat. The Emek Bracha is going on a Rabbeinu Yaina. Shver Rabbeinu Yaina. To me, Rabbeinu Yaina in Brachas Nafia Beis, that he says that by Brachas, everyone agrees you need Kavana Latzes. And he says, why? Because a Maisa Mitzvah, then there's a svar of mitzvahs ain't six kavana, because you have a maisa mitzvah. So I don't need kavana to make it a mitzvah, I have a maisa mitzvah. By a bracha, you don't have a maisa mitzvah. All you have is a bracha, you have an amira. So that's not good enough. It doesn't have a shame mitzvah without kavana. As I state, Allah shin Rabbeinu Yaina. So all the Achrayim ask on him, what about Krishma? Krishma, before she says, Shmamina mitzvah six kavana, that Krishma be'etzim wouldn't need kavana latzeis. Except if you're Mitzvah Sviks Kavana. And Rabbeinu Yaina is saying that by a bracha, since it's not a mitzvah, it's just an amira, so really you need Kavana to make it into a mitzvah. Have a Krishma. So the bracha says a Kshmakavart. He says, if it's a kriya is a mitzvah. Kriya is not just an amira. You can carry a Krishma. That's a mitzvah. That you need Mitzvah Sviks Kavana. But a bracha, that's just an expression of your gratitude to Hashem. That's not a mitzvah b'chlal. That's just an amira, like Rabbeinu Yaina calls it. It's an expression of gratitude. That doesn't have a shame mitzvah without kavana. So he says about Megillah, Megillah is both. Megillah is a din kriya. And for that, for the mitzvah of kriya, he would not want to be like Krishma, that you wouldn't necessarily need kavana. But the Gemara also says, kriyasa zu halewa. Kriya is an expression of gratitude. It's halal. To be yaisa, the mitzvah is halal, that you can't be yaisa without kavana. because it's not a maisa. So enechinami mitzad the mitzvahs kriya, you have a maisa kriya, but mitzad the mitzvahs halal, mitzad the curses of alayla, that's just an amira, and merely we need kavana lotzis, like if any Yeni says my brachas, that would apply by Megillah as well. Al kavanim, like the Vicky Yosef says, when the shemim it's mavur, that's the same shmooze, and if you don't miss this ancient kavana, who would do Megillah wouldn't need kavana? But nachreinim, kam nachreinim, saying Megillah is an exception, Megillah would need kavana l'kuli alma.